Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen met with the media on Monday to recap the Wisconsin game. The Hoosiers have struggled with depth on both sides of the ball throughout the season, and that was evident on Saturday in the loss to Wisconsin.
After watching the film, really felt about the same in regards to, man, our kids played hard, just did not capitalize on two key opportunities to get the ball back when the ball was on the ground, caused two fumbles and did not get either one of them. 7-point game at both times, that would have been huge. And then the two picks that we threw in the fourth quarter were just big mistakes that we didn't recover from. Thought our defense played really, really hard, got wore down, and then at the fourth quarter when we had to go back a couple times there, would love to see us bow up and force field goal attempts. Unfortunately, weren't able to do that, and that created the separation in the score. Got to protect football. Got to create takeaways on our defensive side of the football and learn from that.
Quarterback Peyton Ramsey warmed up before Saturday's game but didn't play. What's his outlook for Illinois?
Don't know yet. That will be continue to progress. We'd love to be able to get him physically ready to go, and we'll know more as the week unfolds. Had him out there yesterday working through everything and throwing some balls and continue to rehab. We would love to get him back, but we don't know yet.
The Hoosier rushing attack has struggled this season as well. Part of that, no seniors on the offensive line, and guys are playing banged up.
Just weren't able to establish a run game, and it killed us. You know, you have to be able to run the football, and I'm not going to cease to say that and continue to be a priority for us. But I think as those guys develop and as we've had injuries as well as youth, I think the combination of two has made it hard. And so we just got to continue to make it a priority, and those guys are working hard to, number one, get healthy, and number two, to play well together.
The Hoosiers will have to win their last three games to become bowl eligible. But you can't win the last three without winning the first one. Illinois, noon on Saturday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
One of Archie Miller's biggest pieces for Indiana basketball returned to the court on Sunday as senior Colin Hartman got his first action of the preseason. Hartman, if you remember, missed all of last year with a knee injury, and now he's back to provide some senior leadership and some sharp shooting for the 2017-18 Hoosiers.
I mean, it felt good. It's been over a year since I've been able to put this jersey on and play against somebody else with these guys, and it really felt good to get the first one in our belt and get the ball rolling.
Hartman hit all three of his three-point attempts on Sunday, but was on a minutes restriction.
We limited him a little bit today, just slowly working back into it and everything, doing more and more in practice every day, and just trying to get back into the flow of things, not rushing anything right now too soon.
Another player who took advantage of his limited minutes on Sunday was Freddie McSwain. What did the senior think about his classmates' contribution?
Freddie was who he is every day in practice. He's just relentless on the boards and just brings a lot of energy and toughness to the game, and has really boosts us as a team and getting second chances and being able to guard the five and just being a motor that just never stops. If he can stick with that all year, which I'm confident that he can, it will really help us this year.
A busy summer helped McSwain get ready for this season.
What I worked on most of the offseason was just my mid-range jumper. And just being patient in the post and working on my post moves and just being confident overall, just being confident in my game. Like I said, I got comfortable with my group of guys, and I just work hard every day and just keep improving.
Colin Hartman and Freddie McSwain, two seniors that should factor into Archie Miller's plans this season. The season opener Friday night with Indiana State, 7 p.m. at Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.